All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, yeah, number one of the triple dipper today is going to be China brinksmanship. And I got to tell you, there's some breaking news on this topic. So literally, as I was going on the air, or just about to go on the air, there was a press conference going on at the White House with White House National Security Council Press Secretary John Kirby. That's a mouthful. John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, I believe, is his rank. But he was making he was basically standing in and talking through the issues of Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. So I prepared that monologue last night. I amended it slightly to be able to say that she is in fact going now, and we didn't know that till just right as the show was about to start. But Pelosi has announced that she is going to Taiwan, and rightfully so, because if she doesn't, then it's a total face down. If she doesn't, China knows it has the upper hand on anything it needs. I mean, right now China already knows they're dealing with an administration that is weak. They're dealing with an administration that lacks leadership. I mean, we're seeing over and over again the fact that Joe Biden has never led anything in his entire life, ever, ever. Look at his resume. Tell me what he's been in charge of. Tell me how many times he's started a business, led troops in battle, written a paycheck, done anything that involves leadership at any level. I mean, he has literally been, you know, just kind of there. He's had what I call in Congress for 40 years, he's had the luxury of rhetoric without responsibility. But now he's the man who holds the nuclear codes. And China knows he doesn't know how to be in charge. And then there's always the question about whether he is. That being said, some of the breaking news we've got, literally, here's a story just popped up on Fox. What time here? It popped up in the last 30 minutes. Chinese military posts video boasting its military might ahead of Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. So Pelosi has announced she will indeed stop in Taiwan. That's not a question anymore. It was a question, and Charlene and I were talking about it. I don't blame her for not saying what her itinerary was with regard to Taiwan. You don't want to announce your actual travel plans to places that are creating threats. That being said, the Chinese military though posted a video once it came out that she is indeed going. The Chinese military posted a video of its troops launching missiles, grabbing weapons, taking off in fighter jets ahead of Nancy Pelosi's visit. And here's the thing. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said, quote, "If Pelosi insists on visiting Taiwan, China will take resolute and strong measures to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity." What does that mean? It means whatever we want it to mean, I guess. It means that the bully is doing everything it can to call us out. They think that they look at us. I mean, break this down to its lowest possible level. The analogy I gave in my op-ed, or my monologue, excuse me, in my monologue, was the idea of someone looking at, like in this case, it was my wife when she was in high school. This other girl looks at her and goes, "What are you looking at?" And she wasn't looking at anything. She was looking at her book. "What are you looking at?" Clearly picking a fight, showing off for her friends. "Watch this, I'll pick on that girl." "What are you looking at?" Didn't work, did it? I think the only reason why she didn't get picked on thereafter was because she went and confronted it head on. All right, that being said, we cannot allow China to dictate the movements of United States leaders, personnel, military, none of it. So right now, understand this too. We have just recently, in the last few days, we have moved a U.S. carrier strike group into the South China Sea, ahead of Nancy Pelosi's expected visit. So we have a force projection right now in theater, which is typically there anyway, but now it is really there. And by the same token, we also have China that just started doing live fire military exercises in and around the area of Taiwan, in the Taiwan Strait. Things are happening. This is, Boomer and I were talking before the show started, and I said, this is the kind of thing right now where one bad mistake launches a war footing. It's something to watch. But here's the other thing to watch. What's amazing to me is how long China has gotten away with influencing American culture and society. Literally. Like, for instance, are you familiar with the Confucius Institutes? If you're not, you should be. I mean, did you know that Communist China has taken the time, spent the money, and placed the people in order to literally ingrain in the minds of college students across this United States favorable views of China? And they did so blatantly and out in the open. They paid these colleges huge amounts of money, two of which are in the state of Alabama. Alabama A&M and Troy State. Now, I did get an email from a listener who told me that the Alabama A&M Confucius Institute is closed. This particular listener asked to remain anonymous but wanted me to know that apparently the Confucius Institute at Alabama A&M's campus has closed, and that's good. I've got an article that I'll go into later that talks about the fact that China's just rebranding a lot of them. But we're going to talk to my friend Clint Reed right after this break. Clint has been on the forefront of trying to deal with Confucius Institutes. And yeah, it's been interesting. So y'all stay tuned. We got a good interview with my buddy Clint Reed, formerly of the College Republican Federation of Alabama, and the fight against Confucius Institutes, even here in our great state. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.